Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr. once again, and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Coming to you here from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, been back here less than a couple months, and from Los Angeles, California, originally up from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Bright and sunshiny day. There are some clouds lingering. We just went through a storm a few days ago, and but the weather is getting better. Thank God for that. You know, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the blessed hope. The Lord Jesus Christ had his ministry more than 2,000 years ago. He was buried, you know, he had his ministry. He died on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And by the almighty power of God, he arose from the grave on the third day, over 2,000 years ago. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power, in great glory. You know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. He has provided salvation for us. He gives us the oxygen to breathe, food to eat, people to care about. You know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God wants repenters to turn away from their sin, believing and trusting in him alone. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, if you belong to God and you get out of line with God, he's going to chasten you. He's going to correct you to bring you back to him. None of us are perfect. As it says in the book of Romans, chapter 7, the Apostle Paul speaking through the inspiration of God, for the evil that we would not, sometimes we do. And the good that we would, sometimes we don't do those good things that God wants us to do. But God is faithful. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, while we're still in this flesh, the Bible says, we're still going to mess up. But God is a forgiving God. Confessing our sins to God, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A special shout out to my ex-wife, Christy. If you're listening to this live broadcast, I'm still praying for you. I still care about you, and I love you. I know I made a lot of mistakes, and I pray that you would forgive me. We have to forgive each other, ladies and gentlemen. We have to forgive each other and care for each other and love each other and keep praying for each other.